The Traveler's Journal, October 27th, Marveling at the Vatican. For 15 centuries, Vatican City on the west bank of the Tiber River in Rome has been the heart of the Catholic world. Built on the grave of the Apostle Peter, the present basilica dates from 1506. Since a 1929 treaty, the Vatican's 108 acres have constituted the world's smallest sovereign state, with a present population of 416 citizens. Millions of pilgrims will make their way to the Vatican in this coming year. The majority will be drawn by their faith, but all will marvel at its visual splendors. The succession of popes who have presided here have also made the Holy See a center of art and culture. Centuries of architects and artists of the highest caliber have contributed their finest works, adorning its every surface. The Vatican's 14 museums are packed with treasures, many conceived expressly for these buildings, and some inspired by art already in the Vatican collection. No one's more familiar with the Vatican's treasure than Gianluigi Colalucci, who for 30 years was chief restorer of its art. He provides an insider's insight on the splendors of the Vatican. But more than a mere tour, he recalls an epiphany he had on April 8, 1994, when John Paul II celebrated the first Mass in the Sistine Chapel, which Colalucci and his staff had spent 14 years restoring. He saw the Vatican as an organism that inspires and produces the art and faith that enriches it further, a circular galaxy in a process of continuous expansion. For more information, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.